Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I want to speak about Jordan Henderson, not technically a Liverpool player anymore, we know, obviously, and that's kind of what this conversation is about. It wasn't that long ago when we were speaking in the summer, Neil, about Henderson to Saudi Arabia. We laughed it off, thinking it's nonsense, and then all of a sudden it happens.
Yeah.
And I do remember you saying a couple of times, like, you know, I'm not sure, I wonder how long he'll last, and I wonder if he'll come to regret it, by all accounts. A report from Matt Hughes, I think, either first for the Daily Mail, and right, saying then later collaborated by a few other people, says Jordan wants a return already. You know, there are massive financial implications if he does that. By the way, he's going to lose a lot of wage and he's going to be taxed an awful lot of money, which is obviously interesting. I can't say I feel sorry, I'm not sure what the right word is, but like, it's not, this doesn't come as a huge surprise. You literally touted that this could be it was in play when it happened at the first time, but it does feel like it's been a really, really rocky, what, 8 to 10 months for Jordan Henderson, really, and where a lot of things have gone sideways, and a lot of it's by his own making as well. What are your thoughts that he wants to, seemingly wants to return ASAP from Saudi?
Yeah. I think, I don't know, the word you were looking for was maybe sadness. There's just a sadness to it, you know?
Yeah, it's a shame, yeah.
Yeah, a shame, yeah. It's, I mean, you're right, I wouldn't say I predicted it, but it doesn't surprise me that we're in this position. And he's not the only one, is he? There's a few, you know, I think there's reports about Sadio Mane not particularly being happy. I think Firmino's had it as well. I wonder what it says about the whole project a little bit with Saudi Arabia, where, you know, all the glitters kind of comes to mind that, yeah, there are things that they can give you that no one else can, you know, of course, but there are things that they just can't give you no matter what. And I mean I remember it was put to me, and I won't name, you know, who it was obviously, or even what capacity they were in. But I remember being said to me that they were, so it was jokey, but it was like, I can only imagine how fuming he would be, Jordan Henderson, with things like the training kit, with things like, because they know what he was like at Liverpool in terms of, you know, everything had to be spot on. He said, I just can't imagine him swallowing, you know, sort of second rate stuff over there. And really the second rate stuff over there relates to the football, doesn't it? You know, and the whole thing around it, the crowds, the pitches, the kind of the experience of playing football over there, it's not the same. And, you know, I don't think anyone, well, I don't, maybe not anyone, but I don't think a lot of people have a lot of sympathy for him. I don't. I think, you know, he would never seek our advice, but I think we could have told him that it's going to be hot and humid over there, and the crowds aren't going to be the same as playing at Anfield. I did wonder this the other week when Firmino and Fabinho came to Anfield and watched that Newcastle game, whether they thought, I would have enjoyed that, you know, looking at that over there. But from his point of view, it leaves me in an even more difficult position now, because one, like you say, he's going to have to swallow a financial loss, a reputational loss, a loss of face. Okay, he can deal with that. Where's he going to end up? It isn't going to be Liverpool. It isn't going to be in the Champions League, I wouldn't have thought. It isn't going to be even, you know, one of the top 7 or 8 clubs in the country. That was what he couldn't swallow, wasn't it, when he was leaving? It was like, I want to be playing every week for one of the best clubs in the country. You're going to come back and go to Luton or Crystal Palace or Fulham or wherever it is. And it was also put to me recently this week, speaking to people, was, are the Saudi Arabians going to want to take that loss of faith? You know, whatever your thoughts on his politics and his hypocrisy and all those kind of things, it's a big win for them to get someone like him. You know, that was, he was the sort of, I wouldn't say he was the unobtainable, but he was one of the ones that you say, like, you're breaking down a barrier if you get him. You know, like, look at that, we can get anyone. Are they going to want to just let him go and say, oh, sorry, didn't you like it? Go back. That undermines their kind of, you know, drive of, yeah, of recruitment, doesn't
it? It's almost like we always wondered, Cristiano Ronaldo was the one who facilitated everyone going. The first one to leave, there might be more to follow. So while the Saudis allow that, he's under contract.
And we did also say that Jordan, for another generation of younger players, does Jordan go into Saudi Arabia, does that make it, legitimise it when you're a 21-year-old and you go, do you know what? So what? Like, I'm going to go and earn my career's money in a year. Actually, if he goes and then comes back, then it has the opposite effect of that, doesn't it? Where any player, whether they're 21 or 31, thinks, poof, tell you what, you know, Jordan's a, you know, I like him, or, you know, he's a sort of a proper professional and he's gone over there and couldn't deal with it. Puts me off. I mean, I thought it was, I don't know what the sort of sympathy element would be like among the Liverpool supporters. I think it would obviously be mixed, you know, and it would be unfair for me to generalise around what people think. But I think what I can safely generalise is I don't think many people would be that surprised by this emerging, and I don't think many people, I think a lot of people would have been able to predict it at the time. I'm not at all claiming that I was ahead of the curve in terms of, oh, we might struggle there. It was put to me, like I say, that there'd be a lot of things that he just wouldn't like about playing in a league like that, a development league. Jordan Henderson is someone who, their whole career really has been about trying to give the highest possible standards and maintaining the highest possible levels. Yeah, he's skewed that for 6 months.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I don't want to twist the knife right now, because that's not the intention, but like, he did say one of the reasons he went there as well, when he was insistent it wasn't all financial, which I don't think many people would buy into, ironically, but he did say like he didn't really fancy playing against Liverpool, like another reason potentially why he would go there. Well, if he's after a Premier League return, that's almost gone out the window as well. It's almost another thing where people are, you know, you mentioned the way the blockers before, and again, it comes in different shapes and sizes, and who are we to judge someone on their career choices per se? But it's just another one of those. It's like I said, it's always sad because we want to encourage these guys to talk. We want them to talk open, honestly, and let us hear what they've got to say. But yeah, it feels like everything he said is almost coming back to bite them on the backside a little bit now, because that could be another one where people go, I remember the interview that people described as a car crash. I think it was in The Athletic. Yeah. It was Adam Crafton's interview, I'm right in saying.
You've only seen Adam Crafton, yeah.
Yeah, and then since then, he's got a lot of stick, and if he comes back, I can tell you now, the day he signs, if he did sign with the Premier League club, there's going to be someone's going to clip out the interview saying, or whatever, you know, didn't want to play against Liverpool anymore, and all of a sudden he's rocking up at Anfield with X team. I don't know, it all feels, like I said, sadness and just it's the way it's gone isn't great. Like, there's ways to exit a football club when it feels like this is one of the worst we've seen for a long time, really.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not sure. It is easy for us to say, well, he should have just said, I went for the money. But if he'd have done that, he would have got...
Yeah,
there would have been a lot of...
Right answer.
There would have been a lot of stick. So there's no right answer, but I think he's come closer to finding the wrong answer than most had. And I do think a little bit, just think... I don't want to say poorly advised, because I think he's his own man. He's 33. He's, you know, captain of Liverpool for years. You know, he should be able to make his own decisions. But I just think he's a good case study in kind of how, you know, the optics really, and how to not manage them particularly well.
But there'll be PR cases at agencies across the globe of how not to do things, and Jordan Henderson's name is going to be right near the top of the
board. And you know, that interview that he gave with The Athletic, there was a lot of stuff in there that just, it almost felt naive. Well, the way he was speaking, it felt like, Jordan, you're smart, you know, you're smarter than that. You must know how that sounds, or that, you know, that won't wash. There's no reason why he should feel bad about playing against Liverpool, by the way, in the sense of, you know, he gave enough service, and whatever the aftermath of his leaving, no one can argue with what he did for Liverpool as a player. You know, and the fact that he never ever gave anything but everything that he had. So there's no reason why he should feel bad if he was to come back with Fulham. Yep. That he feels like he's been trained. Adam Lallana's been back. You know, listen, I've seen players who did nothing for Liverpool come back and get hero worshipped. You know, I remember Jonjo Shelvey scoring a goal at Anfield and spending the next 2 minutes apologising for it and being clapped and thinking, well, you're being horrendous. You're only Jonjo Shelvey. So there's no reason why you should feel like that. But when you've said it as a justification for leaving, then it's going to get thrown back at him at some point. But I'm interested to see what happens, because, like I say, I think it would be a big step from the Saudis to say, okay, you know, you've had your go. I mean, maybe they might feel like job done.
Can I focus on that? Yeah, that might be more...
Liverpool coming back to Liverpool?
No, that's not going to happen.
No.
Ticks, if you talk about keeping the Saudis happy and potentially an even more controversial move as Newcastle.
I know what you're going to say.
And Luke Edwards on the BBC, he does his transfer podcast on BBC, and he reports that, you know, it's been discussed that Newcastle, obviously they're in desperate need of a field, there's a loan move now. You talk about burning bridges with an old club. If we can stomach, I mean, Sunderland will not. That's a mad one. But like, I'm just thinking logically. It's Saudi Arabia, the Newcastle link. That already saved face. He was talking, wasn't he, about the ban didn't get, you know, when they voted.
Yeah, Ruben Neves over, wasn't it?
We'll
be looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that would be. He wants to go full WWE villain. Rocking up at Newcastle is like, it's almost like, well, I'm the bad guy now, I'll own the kind of thing. But
the only way it would have been better is if he'd done it last week, so he could play on the weekend and make his debut. That would be adding fuel to the fire, definitely. I mean, look, I don't think anything would shock me.
It's mad,
really. I think I'd be less shocked about that than him coming back to Liverpool, for example. But it's just
he's in a corner, and he's in a corner.
Yeah, and you know, also in amongst all this, we should probably be fair enough to point out that it's not just him, is it? You know, like that's in this position, as in his family. You know, he has got family considerations, and you know, there are a lot of things that I think there'll be a few people who'll be pointing and laughing and saying, "Well, you know, sorry, gutted for you," but at the same time, like there are a lot of things that he needs to consider, but I can't believe that they weren't considered more in the summer, really, because we would have discussed all of these things. Oh, he's gonna hate playing in a team, you know. Also, I think also the fact that, like, it was like he wasn't, you know, when a lot of money's paid for a Benzema and a Ronaldo and a Neymar, you're like, yeah, I understand that, you know, like you sort of pay over the odds for those players because they're sort of game-changing signings, aren't they? The whole thing about Jordan Henderson was that he played in good teams, and he found roles within teams, and he lifted, you know, collectively. So he was always going to find it hard, wasn't he, to be the, you know, he's not stardust in terms of, you know, give me the ball and I'll just make everything happen. He needed a structure around him, really, to be a top player, which he was. So these things are, I don't know, all these things that he doesn't like about it, they were so predictable for me anyway. You know, they were so obviously that he was going to struggle to, you know, he was never going to go over there and be, my God, the best player in the Saudi League is Jordan Henderson. You know, wow, what an individual player. It was never going to be that. You know, he was always going to struggle for maybe acceptance, you know, or appreciate. He struggled for it in the Premier League, even though he was lifting the Premier
struggled
League.
Struggled for
that
at Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. even in his peak years, when he was winning everything, there were still people who, I think if everyone was fit, would have said, does Jordan Henderson get in Liverpool's team? I think he always did, but... yeah, these are just predictable problems, and I wonder the impact it has, even if he doesn't leave, what impact it has on the next wave of people who are considering going to Saudi Arabia, where they think, okay, that might be an extra factor. You know, if you were trying to convince someone not to go, Jordan Henderson, I think, would be one of the players that you'd go, just have a look at what's happened to him.
I was about to say, if we move the conversation on, so Jordan obviously wants to return, there's other players as well. You're talking about the next wave.
Salah.
Mo Salah. You're preempting me, what my question there a little bit, but yeah, that, he obviously, the massive bid in the summer rejected. Everyone was just half convinced, so that'll be Salah next summer gone. If you're Mohamed Salah now, I'm guessing you'd have a word with Jordan at some point to get on the phone and go, what is it? Like, empty stadiums and blah, blah. You know, Salah would be better paid, of course. It's worth mentioning and whatever. And,
yeah, he is one of those star players that, like, you know, he could do no wrong when he went over there, really. I would imagine, it, you know, he would only have to step on the pitch and he would feel the love of the fans. I don't think Jordan Henderson would feel that. But, yeah... I mean, I think that's one of the arguments we've used. Why would Salah go there, isn't it? Or, you know, why he wouldn't? Is that the competitive element of the player? That, like, you know, he wants to win everything. He wants to be the record goal scorer of everything. He wants to win Golden Boots, AFCON, all these things, Ballon d'Ors. He wants to compete with those. And you're not going to do it in the Saudi Pro League, are you? And that would again, I think Henderson would just be another sort of bullet point on that of, like, and also don't forget your old captain, that, you know, he went there because he felt like, you know, his career was winding down or whatever it was, and he soon found out that it wasn't, like I say, all the glitters wasn't gold.
Absolutely, yeah. We're keeping an eye on
it. I thought it was interesting, you know, Klopp asked about it, wasn't he, on Sunday, and he played it well, didn't he, because Klopp often says this thing of, like, I've got nothing to say about that, and then he goes on for 2 minutes and you think, you've said a fair bit there, Jürgen, but there will be an expectation, or I think a hope, from some Liverpool fans that Jürgen sort of goes, well, you know,
tough luck,
boo hoo, but I don't think he would. I think you can tell there's still that. I mean, even he called him Hendo, didn't he? There was even that kind of respect of, I think there'll be a sadness among a few people at Liverpool that, like, he didn't listen, or that he jumped too quickly, or he jumped to the wrong place. I think there'll still be a sort of...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot of appreciation for Liverpool. It's sad that it's turned out this way for, you know, one of our great captains.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. You're about to watch a clip from the Journo Inside Show. It was me and Neil Jones. Yes, we record this show each and every week over on redmenplus.com. If you want to check it out in full this week and for the entire month of January, completely free, head on over to redmenplus.com. If you sign up using the promo code CLOP when you join as a monthly captain subscriber, you'll get a month's worth of your subscription for free. There are no minimum sign-up fees, no terms, none of that nonsense. Basically, you get a month for nothing. If you don't like it, you can cancel it, you won't be charged. If you do like it, continue the subscription, and yeah, you can get Journo Insights each and every week. Right, let's crack on with our chat about former Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson.